ouch, sore, I've hurt myself, I've got an injury. You'll hear it most days, because if you haven't had an injury, you'll probably get one sometime in your life, and if you don't have one right now, you've probably had one at some time in your life. And why is it that some people recover really quickly from an injury or from some kind of painful experience and other people take a really long time? You'll hear a doctor say or a physiotherapist say the average healing time for this particular injury or this particular challenge is this much, which obviously means that there are people who take much longer than that and there are people who recover much quicker from that particular challenge or injury. So what is it about rehabilitation time? Why are there some people that recover quickly and some people take a really long time? Is it genetics? Do we have a body that just genetically heals itself quicker than somebody else's? Or could we decide how quickly we're going to recover? And if we could do that, what would be some of the things that you have to put into place to get your body back to being 100%? And ideally, that's how we live our lives. We're healthy, fit and strong. We've got the energy to do all the things that we want to do. We're getting the results that we want from our exercise and training program. Our body's functioning at peak performance to do all the things that we need to do, whether that's be a father, a mother, a footy coach, an elite athlete, a sporting star, or we just want to have peak performance for everything we do in our life on a day-to-day basis. So what do we do to make sure that we are always at 100%, and that's obviously healthy, fit and strong, and if we do have an injury or we do have something happen to us that's challenging, how do we get better quicker? How do we rehab faster? How do we get over our injury and be in that bottom end of the group that recovers really fast versus the other end that takes a really long time? It's been suggested there's probably three things that we need to do if you want to recover quickly from anything. And number one, of course, is your attitude. If you're told it's going to take 6 weeks to recover from an injury and you believe that you're going to take 6 weeks to recover from an injury, it's unlikely it's going to happen any quicker. So perhaps when somebody says you've got a knee injury, so it's going to take you 6 weeks to rehab, maybe you ask, well, that's the average amount. What's the quickest time that somebody has recovered from this particular injury? Which also puts your physio or chiropractor or osteopath or doctor into a different headspace as well. So they're thinking more positively than negatively. What if you decide that you're going to be the fastest person to recover from this, and while you are recovering, you're going to have a happy smiley face, you're going to laugh every day, you're going to trust that you're going to recover quicker, you're going to believe in yourself to be a person that recovers quickly, and regardless of the weather or what's going on in your life, you're just going to have a positive attitude. We know that's possible because there's been elite athletes who have played one sport, lost two legs, and they've gone on to play another sport. So even though they had something horrific, terrible, awful happen to them, they've still turned it into a positive and they've still been a winner. They've still decided that my life is not going to be affected adversely by this terrible thing that's happened to me. And interestingly, there's a lot of people that will tell you that the terrible thing that happened to them, losing a limb or getting an injury or hurting themselves or some bad thing happening, is the reason why they've become tougher, stronger, wiser and better. And they're really appreciative of the injury and the rehab time and how long it took them to recover because it helped make them a better, stronger, wiser person. So that's of course all attitude. If you believe it's going to take a really long time to get better, a really long time to heal, you're never going to get better, then you probably won't. If you believe that you're going to get rehabbed quickly, if your injury will, you will be the person who recovers quickest from that injury, you probably will. So that's all about attitude and a choice, and we get to choose. Isn't that exciting? Number two has been suggested that if you want to recover quickly from something, that you need to keep your entire body as fit and strong as possible. Now, that of course is determined by whether you've got a joint injury or a muscle injury or multiple joint and multiple muscle injuries or you've got a broken bone. But the human body is designed to move. It's never been designed to sit. And we know that because even if you spend only 1 week in hospital, when you come out of hospital, not only are you weaker from the injury or weaker from the thing that's happened to you, but your muscles are weaker, your bones are weaker, you lose muscle tissue, you lose strength. So being still, doing nothing, being inactive is obviously not good for the human body. Now, if you've got some serious injuries, you obviously need healing time. But once again, ask the doctor, ask the physio, ask the medical professional, what's the quickest time somebody has recovered from this particular challenge? Because they're always going to give you either the average time, or if you've got a pessimistic doctor or medical professional, they'll probably give you maybe the longest time, because they're used to people who use injury as an excuse to stop exercising, stop moving, stay in hospital, get some sympathy, get people to look after them. You might decide you're not going to be that person because you've got number one, which is the positive attitude, and you're going to do everything possible to keep your body as active as possible in peak physical condition. So the less you move, the more likely your muscles will waste away, you'll lose your strength, and your bones will waste away. So if you've got a knee injury, is it possible that you could still use your other leg and your two other arms and your torso? If you've got a shoulder injury, is it possible to use your other arm and still use your legs and still use your torso? And now obviously there's going to be some adaptation to what you're used to doing. So you might have to exercise slower, you might have to lift lighter, you might have a limited range of motion. There's obviously ways to adapt your exercise or just your activity program around your injury. But you've seen too many people who can't run so they still box, they can't box so they still swim, they can't swim so they still walk up and down the lounge room. They're still keeping their body active because, as we know, if we are inactive, our muscles waste away and we get weaker, we lose strength and we lose muscle tissue, so we get a slower metabolism, which also means then you're more likely to put on weight. So what if you decided, I've got an injury, but I'm going to stay physically fit and physically strong? And the interesting thing about that is often when we get into a downward spiral of I've got an injury, we start feeling sorry for ourselves and we start feeling depressed and we start feeling sad. But the beautiful thing about exercise is it pushes happy drugs through your brain, natural happy drugs. You don't need a doctor to give you antidepressants. If you keep your body moving, you've got natural endorphins running through your brain which make you feel good. So number one is a positive attitude. Number two, if you stay active, you're going to have happy drugs going through your brain, so you're going to feel better anyway, and your body is less likely to get weaker and less likely to lose muscle tissue, less likely to lose bone mineral density, and less likely to overall feel crappy because you've got an injury. Now, the third thing is you've actually got the injury. It's a joint, it's a muscle, it's a bone. What is your limitation around that particular challenge? And often people say, well, I've got a sore knee, so I can't do anything. But what if you could work in a limited range? What if you could work in a lighter range? What if you did less? So normally you're a runner, but you became a walker instead, or you walked in soft sand, or you walked up hills rather than running. Often we say, okay, don't do anything because I've got an injury. But even the joint that's injured or the muscle that's injured, if you could keep it active, if you could keep the circulation going, would it heal quicker? And as we know, if you've got a broken bone, you wrap it up in plaster. If you take the plaster off, the muscles have completely wasted away. And we say, well, the bones heal, but now there's a long rehabilitation process. The beautiful thing about that is there's too much research now done on if you have a broken bone or a sore muscle and you can't use that particular part of your body or that side of your body, even if you keep exercising the other side, you've still got circulation and blood flow, so you're less likely to lose as much strength or as much muscle or as much bone mineral density from the injured joint or injured bone or injured muscle. So the beautiful thing is the human body is designed to move, it's designed to be active, it's designed to be fit. So obviously getting puffed. Now, there might be ways that you can get puffed that don't use that joint or that muscle at all. So you can still maintain peak physical fitness. You could still maintain peak physical strength. It'll just be that joint that needs rehabilitating or that muscle that needs rehabilitating, not your whole body. So what if you decide, I've got an injury, but I'm going to use this injury to become a tougher, stronger, wiser person. I'm going to maintain my positive attitude and I'm going to force myself to be the fastest person to recover from this injury. What if number two, you decided, even though I've got an injured joint or an injured muscle or an injured bone, I'm going to keep the rest of my body physically fit and physically strong. I'm going to feed myself effectively with top nutritional food so that I've got vitamins and minerals pumping through my body, and they'll be pumping even better because I maintain my fitness. And then what if, even if I've got a sore joint or a sore muscle, I can't do full squats with heavy weight, but I might be able to do lighter squats with a partial range. I might not be able to run, but I can walk. I might not be able to walk, but I can swim. I might not be able to throw the ball, but I might be able to just have this tennis ball or soccer ball hanging out with me to remind me of how quickly I want to recover. How quickly we recover from an injury, how quickly we get over a challenge, how much fitter and stronger and better and wiser and tougher we become because of an injury or a challenge in our life could be determined by us.